outside the booking area at the Vandenberg County Jail, a response team of five staff members rushes past to deal with what is becoming a common scenario. A potentially violent, mentally ill inmate, in this case resisting a change of clothing following a court appearance. This time, even though the inmate remains agitated, the situation is resolved without the need for further restraint. The jail staff go back to their other duties. Talking with the staff, the frustration is evident at the increasing number of mentally ill inmates in already overcrowded facilities. For the Indiana counties using the online Odyssey case management system, annual orders for exams to determine legal competency nearly tripled between 2011 and 2016.
Well, the problem is, I think she just started mumbo-jumbo crazy talking and little.
It is those mentally ill or intellectually challenged criminal defendants for whom Dr. Albert Fink is suspected of falsifying competency exams. Fink pleaded guilty to a felony charge of obstructing justice in August. The 85-year-old psychologist received probation and had to surrender his professional licenses. Psychologist David Serling has performed hundreds of competency exams over the past 25 years. We meet at the jail to see the conditions under which those exams are performed in Vandenberg County.
Good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Did Major Ferguson tell you?
He did.
Coming in here?
He leads me to a room next to a staff office. Despite cinder block walls, the setting is pleasant. There's a conference table with padded chairs. A neutral shade of carpeting covers the floor. Few of the jail sounds reach this inner area.
So, as they say in Hamilton, this is the room where it happens. What I do when I begin an interview, I certainly try to clarify on the one hand, you know, that it's not confidential, but then this has been ordered by the court that I'm going to ask them a number of questions. Some of them pertaining to their personal history, but then I want to be asking them questions that pertain to the specific charges that they're in jail for.
Indiana law requires two exams of a criminal defendant. While Dr. Serling is not suspected of any wrongdoing, his is the second name on most of the 29 cases for which Albert Fink may have filed false reports in Vandenberg County. Dr. Serling says despite working on many of the same cases, though, he rarely saw or spoke with Dr. Fink.
Well, I would imagine we didn't say more than 30 or 40 words. You know, one of the ideas is that you're providing an independent evaluation, and so you don't really want to be comparing notes a lot, certainly about ongoing evaluations that you're doing.
There is a general sense of incredulity at the brazen nature of Albert Fink's crimes and the fact that no one was aware of them until a bizarre incident when Fink crashed his car into a tree and confessed to police at the scene. But that incredulity is not translating into any significant changes under consideration to monitor exams more closely. For example, pointing out that Albert Fink was caught and punished, Vandenberg County Prosecutor Nick Herman says he's not planning to make any big adjustments in his office. Vandenberg County Sheriff Dave Wedding doesn't think any changes need to be made in jail record-keeping policies either. The county's chief public defender says his office will be more careful checking those jail records and will hire independent experts to review high-profile cases involving competency, but Steve Owen says that's probably where any local changes will stop.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it sounds a little like you're saying nothing's going to change because of what happened with Albert Fink.
Yeah, that may be what I'm saying. I don't see a whole lot changing in the court system.
Albert Fink was convicted of falsifying the evaluation in one case, but we heard from several people during the investigation that there were more suspicious evaluations. Just when we were about to wrap up our investigation into the damage Albert Fink's crimes have done to the Indiana legal system, we obtained the list investigators put together of other suspicious cases, cases that have now reached the attention of Indiana's highest court. We'll talk about that in our next segment. For WNIN News, I'm Steve Berger.